Welcome to A Tip for Tomorrow, a companion to both the Two Writing Teachers blog and the Two Writing Teachers podcast. We share one tip that you can try out in your writing workshop as soon as tomorrow. I'm Melanie Meehan, and I'm hosting today's Tip for Tomorrow. This Tip for Tomorrow episode digs into the power and possibilities of verbal rehearsal. And Speakable is a platform that provides opportunities for students to practice and receive feedback on what they say and how they say it. Maybe you're teaching elementary students about summary writing. You can add content, have them verbalize a response, and get immediate feedback about the content, the fluency, and the grammar of their response. Maybe you want to provide listening opportunities for students. Speakable can help with that too, creating multiple choice or short answer questions about audio passages you want to use. And for students who are learning languages, the possibilities are enormous since it offers opportunities for repeating or responding to words, phrases, or passages in almost any language that you choose throughout the settings. Every student response, even free responses, can be auto-graded based on your criteria. Speakable is being incredibly generous to listeners of the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Go to speakable.io/TWT to sign up for a free account or check out special offers, including 3 months of full access. I was thinking about this podcast and the power of verbal rehearsal as I was actually planning it, because I was driving around in my car talking it through in exactly the way that I'm envisioning using verbal rehearsal. And today I'll go over about 6 different ways that you can really leverage the power of verbal rehearsal and oral language when it comes to written instruction. So the first thing that I will say is that you want to, whenever kids are talking, whether it's they're responding to questions or having conversations or talking to each other or telling you about something, listen hard to their language. Listen to the syntax. Listen to the vocabulary. I can tell you that I've gotten better at speaking out loud by doing this podcast. I tend to speak in sentences more than I used to. I tend to think about how I'm using repetition in my speech. Think about how kids are talking and presenting their ideas as you listen to them and make some formative assessment as you do that. Second, and really closely related to that, is encourage storytelling, encourage verbal explanations, encourage kids to speak their points out loud, and really teach into that process. So it's not just storytelling, it's purposefully relaying events that happen in the kind of way that you want them to do in their writing. The more that they can do that verbally, the better they're going to be able to write it. They're going to have less cognitive energy that has to go into the creation of the sequence of events. So they will be able to put more energy into the written work that's required to get those events down on paper. So again, the more opportunities that you can give them to have intentional practice with speaking their ideas, the better. Really closely related to that is my third idea, and that is to have visual cue cards. I am a big believer in transition words. People who have read my work will see I typically have words that add information, words that explain information, words that offer reasons, words that offer examples, words that break those reasons or examples down. I will have specific words that help kids move stories along. One day, next, later, at the same time. Have those on smaller cue cards and don't be afraid to hold those cue cards up when kids are relaying their ideas. That way they kind of lean into those transition words as they're speaking, and it really helps them become more fluent speakers. Those visual cue cards are scaffolds. Kids are leaning into them and you kind of are thinking, all right, they're getting better and better using them. I'm going to have a plan to take those away. But you can have heavier scaffolds or lighter scaffolds as you wish. You can think, all right, maybe you have bullets of information. I am sitting here doing this podcast with my list of what I want to say. Those are my bullets of information for my oral presentation. It's making it a lot easier for me to speak my podcast. And if I had to write it, I would be able to do that better as well. So you might give kids bullets of information. You might even give them vocabulary word lists. And those combined with the transition words or the cue cards could really help make their oral language better. And again, the stronger their oral language is, the stronger their writing tends to be. So don't run past the power of those kinds of scaffolds. When kids are talking together, especially as you're developing partnerships, you can coach partnerships to really leverage the power of oral language as well. You can coach partners to say, hold on. You've lost me. You are maybe talking too much. I can't follow you anymore. Maybe there are so many run-on sentences in a row that I have no idea what you're trying to say anymore. That's helpful feedback for a writer. You might also coach partners to say, hold on, I need more information here. You're going to need to explain that idea better, or you're going to have to relay that scene better. Again, that is going to help the teller to say more or say less. Either way, it's important and powerful feedback for them. Finally, many students resist the process of revision. And I understand that. It's asking kids to take their hard work and change it up or even redo it. Oral language isn't such a big process, and there isn't such a time investment that's been made into it to say, okay, we're going to change that. We're going to add something. We're going to subtract something. I'm going to ask you to speak that over again. It's not as big of a deal to a lot of students. So you can really introduce the process of revision with oral language. And sometimes it'll really help you get the buy-in to make the process of revision within written language seem more valuable and more worth students' time so that there's less resistance that you're gonna face. Overall, oral language, super, super powerful teaching opportunities within it. Dig into it, get kids talking, leverage that power of speech, verbal rehearsal, oral language, and get kids writing better because they can speak better. Thank you for listening to the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Check out the show notes for links to the items we mentioned in this episode, as well as ways to connect with us. For more about the teaching of writing, head over to the Two Writing Teachers blog at twowritingteachers.org. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with your friends and colleagues, post about it on social media, like, subscribe, and leave us ratings and reviews. Our music is by Lemon Music Studio. If you'd like to connect with us, email us at contact@twowritingteachers.org. Thanks again for listening. Let's teach, learn, and write on together.